This is Mike Foster with People of Second Chance, and I am here with my good buddy, Dave Gibbons, from New Song Church in Irvine and Zealot.
Yeah.
How you doing, Dave?
Fantastic.
Well, listen, I want to find out a little bit more about what you're doing with Zealot. Mm-hmm. And it's an incredible organization, ministry that you've got going on. And tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, we found this real conundrum with, I think, the church at large and even organizational behavior, and that was trying to figure out people's destiny. And so we had certain assessments that had been given to us, but kind of bothered me. It didn't seem to be accurate enough. So Zealot's focused upon that component of helping people find their destiny and then helping them also get access to human knowledge and financial capital so they can fulfill that destiny.
So a lot of your kind of values revolve around this idea of utilizing pain.
Yes.
And our wounds.
Right.
That feels a little, I mean, left field, to be honest, like my pain. What does that mean? And why is that such a high value with your process and finding your destiny?
Well, I think, you know, this generation more than any other, it seems in a while, as well as I think the current artists that we work with and just the different textures of people, they're looking for people who are just honest and real and authentic. And it goes beyond just a simple confession, I think, of one sin at one time, but it's actually learning to live in that tension of your weakness or your pain, as well as who you are as a son or daughter of God. And so what I found in the current assessment milieu, the focus is so much on strength, which is great, and personalities and gifts. We don't want to say that's not good. In fact, it is very important. But we say you're also negating a real part of who the person is if you don't look at where they're weak. And if you don't allow them to dive into that arena and embrace who they are there, they can never speak actually with truth. And then they won't have the authority when they're connecting with humanity. Mm. People will be able to smell the falseness.
So you're a pastor at New Song in Irvine, and a lot of leaders are listening to this podcast, a lot of pastors, mm-hmm. and this idea of pain and our wounds. I think a lot of people struggle with the sense of, I need to be strong mm-hmm. as a pastor. I need to be the model or the ideal for my people. And for me to share my wounds or my pain or my weaknesses, that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost a dangerous thing too.
Yeah, you're right. It's frightening. I think in some places maybe you don't want to share it, you know, because it's not a safe place actually. But if you're leading people, I found that that's actually where they're connecting to you. You know, most people don't connect to our strengths. You know, if I tell them I got like straight A's or I went to this college.
First off, we don't believe you.
Yeah, they're not going to believe it already. And they're not going to connect to it for sure. Because most people, no, we won't talk about that. But yeah, but they're not going to connect to it. But I think, you know, because we can focus on that weak side of who we are, they're able to connect with us. And at that very basic level.
So tell us about the international piece of what Zealot is doing. Because I know that it's not just a U.S. Vision. It's a vision for the world and the global community.
Totally. You know, the rising part of the economic structures of America and systems are happening probably in the East and also in the South. And so what we're doing is we're looking for these fringe leaders, these creatives, the innovators, the entrepreneurs on both sides of the socioeconomic spectrum. And as we travel, especially in cities like Bangkok and Seoul, as well as like Hyderabad or Mysore, Bangalore, and then London, Sao Paulo, when we travel to these different cities, we're looking for those type of leaders. And then we help them find their destiny, and then we, again, access them to their resources they need to fulfill it. So God's given us these amazing people to work with. And they're not all famous, but they're people who we believe can change their city or change mm-hmm. the world.
So if you had a critique of the current way that we're doing mentoring or leadership development, what would that be?
I think there's two things that specifically stand out to me. One is look at the whole person. Just don't look again at their strengths, but listen to their whole story, because their pain will often lead them to their destiny. It's a guide for them. The other piece I think that the church needs to recognize is the problem we have of asking people to go through our brand, let's say. It's our little church, our little church institution. So we basically take them out of the world, and then we have them silo through our thing, and then they have to carry our brand and do something they're not really flowing with. Mm-hmm. Versus they're already in the world, you know, they're already making a difference. So why can't we as a church go into their network, mm-hmm. into their place and support them? And I realized, man, we're just so stinking proud. And also, we're, you know, if we're honest, we're greedy. And then we're proud. You know, we have this attitude that we're the only ones that are going to make a difference in our city. Hmm. And we talk about this brotherhood and sisterhoods, but it's a bunch of crap, I think, for a lot of time, for a lot of us. I think we talk about it, but if we look at the reality, we don't really collaborate at a resource level. We collaborate from a verbal level or from a showcase level of a service or a conference, but never do you see people really hanging out and sharing resources. And I think the only way we can get past it, Mike, is if we're not afraid to lose people, right? And maybe if you really say, do I really care most about the person? Mm-hmm. It sounds ridiculous that we wouldn't think this, but if we care most about the person, you're going to go to whatever doctor is going to serve them best. I mean, if they have to travel to Houston, you know, if they have to go to Seoul or Bank, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You just want them to get the best help. And I think that's the way we should look at it as a church.
I know there's just so many, literally hundreds, if not thousands of stories of how people are being impacted by Zealot and the work and the things that you guys are doing. Maybe just share one of those stories that really summarizes kind of what you guys are all about.
Yeah, you know, there's this one man that called me this side of the blue. He's a major hedge fund manager in New York City, runs one of the largest in the world. And this side of the blue says, I need to spend a week with you. And I said, okay. I go, I don't even see my family sometimes that long. And I saw he was serious. And I said, okay, I'll come out. And then as we shared, I realized this man was going through somewhat of a meltdown, you know, because I look at life sometimes, a leader's life, as three concentric circles. You know, they have the outer work level, the inside is the relational circle, and then the most centered one is the inner life. And I say, you know, a lot of times we pay attention to the outer competencies, but not the inner life or the relational. And I saw how this piece was kind of imploding on him a little bit. And as we were sharing, I realized, man, this guy has an amazing heart for God. So I sat down with him, his family, and then God just started revealing, I think, who he was and who he is. And so from that, this vision was birthed for him to help see New York City transformed. Mm. And so for the last year and a half, 2 years, we've just been walking with him and his group now that's called City on a Hill. And they're reaching some major people within New York City, from, again, the poorest of the poor to the most elite of New York. Mm. And so, you know, I realize I can impact maybe a few people, but I look at some of these men and women that he's connected us with in these cities, they're actually reaching millions. Mm. And they're the ones that are often not seen. And I kind of see them as like the assassins. A lot of times the people who are like always the bright, loudest, and the ones who are making the most noise, they're not necessarily the most powerful in the room. If you're going to look from this from a maybe God's perspective, they're the ones who are kind of like the assassins. They hit you and they kill somebody and then they're gone. You don't know what the heck happened. Yeah. But I feel like these are the guys that God's calling us to help serve, and we're seeing them make a difference in their cities.
So you have a new book just came out called Zealot.
Yeah, it's like the best book I've ever read.
I got a copy of it last night, and it's I'm excited to dive in. Tell us a little bit about it and why you wrote it.
Yeah, I wrote it to my kids. I was just thinking, you know, I wish somebody, you know, like my parents, left me a couple of thoughts about how to navigate life from their perspective. And so I thought about my kids and I thought about the generation of leaders that are coming up. I call them the sons and daughters of the revolution. You know, this is the next uprising. And these kids are raw and they're amazing. And so I said, I want to give them a couple words that help them navigate. How do you think about the world? You know, what's some questions to consider? Not answers, but what's the mind you should have? And then secondly, what are some of the main movements of life that are common throughout humanity to identify? And then how are you going to approach it? So it's basically a field manual for these revolutionaries.
Love it. And available at Amazon and...
Yeah, Amazon and any of the website, the Zondervan, HarperCollins websites, you can get it.
Got it. Now, if people wanted to find out more about Zealot, because I know you guys do a lot of different sort of core things with mm-hmm. people, and whether they want to get involved in leadership training, whether they want to kind of have a live-in experience, they want to go overseas, they want to just connect with your resources, what are some next steps that people could take?
The best thing to look at is two websites. One is zealot.net, and Zealot's spelled with an X, X-E-A-L-O-T. X stands for the Chi for Christ. You know, we're passionate about Jesus. So zealot.net and also zealottribes, you know, .com, and Zealot with an X again.
So tell us about the tribes piece.
Yeah, that piece is like a cohort. I have a lot of people say, you know, can I hang out with you? But they can't come live with me because we have, you know, we have a lot of people who live with us too, like even currently. Like,
yes, I think last week, Dave had 8 students living at his house. Yeah. So Dave, when are the students leaving? I don't know.
Yeah, they're still with us. Like, I have 5. Another one just came in last week.
Awesome.
But it's great. We love it. Yes.
For those who can't live at your house.
We have the Zealot Tribes. And what that is like 3 times a year. We get together with you for at least 2 nights, 3 days, sometimes more. And we go to 3 different cities in the world. You know, 1 U.S. and then 2 outside. And I take these leaders on a sacred journey to help discover themselves and also see what God's doing in the world. And my promise is you'll never be the same because it's actually, the vision emerges, I always feel, out of great relationships. Relationship with God and then relationship with some people that are great brothers and sisters.
It's life-changing. As someone who has gone through many of the things that you have just talked about and shared with us, it is life-transforming and very powerful. And I just, if you're looking for just a different way to do life, a different way to do leadership, a different way to do mentoring, you're kind of maybe hitting your head against the wall going, the way we're doing it isn't working. Just to encourage you to check out zealot.net with an X for Christ.
That's right, man. You got it.
Or zealottribes.com.
It's not cheap either. I mean, it's going to cost something. You know, we tell people
it should.
Yeah, it's going to cost you. Financially, it's going to cost you. It's a boutique like. But also we feel that the investment you make, though, will change you for the rest of your life and your family. And it's worth it, you know, to us.
Love it. Dave Gibbons, thanks so much. Zealot.net and newsong.net.
That's right.
For the church.
That's it.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the podcast today.
Well, I love you, Mike.
You love you too, man. Dave.
You're awesome. See you.